And today on yoyowiki.org, we'll be editing Freehand, Imperial, and Butterfly, making them more Freehand, Imperial, and Butterfly, and less not Freehand, Imperial, and Butterfly. Shit! It's Nordic Group of Companies Limited!
No, it's the...
Shalikdo, Doc Popular, Yo Yo Wiki Radio Podcast on Yo Yo Radio.
That's right. You are listening to episode 19 of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. It's sort of an impromptu cast here on the podcast. Dr. Popular is not with us, but I am Josh Parker here with the esteemed Dave Poyser and the slightly less esteemed Seth Peterson. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going all right.
It's a little interesting with this, like, three-person thing. It's a little harder to know when to talk.
First time you've been involved with the three-way. Hey, Dave.
Hey-o. Good. So what's been going on with you guys?
Not a lot.
Of course.
Tickets and in car accidents and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I saw that you got got into a fender bender.
Yeah, with Mariah, Dave's girlfriend, which is pretty great.
Oh, cool. Cool. Were you making out at the time?
No, I was just sick and... Oh, were they?
You better not be, Seth.
Of course, you were in Minnesota this weekend, up here in for the Minnesota State Yo-Yo Contest.
Yep.
And did you get a speeding ticket there? Is that what happened?
No, it just happened today. I was driving back to my place to drop off my car and go out to eat with my father. And I pull into my apartment, and I look behind me, and there's a cop car behind me.
Ooh.
And he comes up, and he's like, sir, you're stopped you because your license plate is expired. And so I guess you're supposed to renew your license plate every year on your birthday. And my birthday was in September. So I guess I've been driving around with these expired plates for 6 months now.
Oh. All right.
Tell them about how much the ticket is, though.
Yeah, it's freaking like $90. Some ridiculous like $50 court fee or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what the court fee
That's
is.
Weird.
Watch out for the Ankeny cops.
Yeah, welcome to adulthood, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you guys think of the Minnesota State Contest?
It's pretty well run. I was impressed with it. I always think it's fun when mothers of yo-yo kids run contests, and they always get like super freaked out that everything's not running exactly perfectly smoothly, and they just get like super stressed out. But then if they step back and like realize how well they're doing, it's just like, I don't know. It's always, like, it happened out at Maryland, too. Like, Mrs. Brandt was freaking out and everything. And I just kind of had to be like, well, at least you aren't at Iowa State, because we usually start about 2 hours later than we hope to. And,
yeah. That's what happens when it's ran by two guys in Iowa and PBS. So, whatever.
Yeah, well... have you guys seen any good videos lately?
Good videos?
You mean like yo-yo videos?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
What
that's
the
my
hell
timer for
was
my
it?
Pizza. Supposed to put the pizza in now.
Not particularly. I just received an IM a little bit ago that Tyler Severance and John Robb out in Delaware are working on a new video, though. So,
all right. Did you see that Pure 5A?
Yeah, with Sterling Quinn.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty tight.
I mean, wasn't anything new.
Okay.
Except for his little free gen thing that was kind of neat, but it was mostly...
Yeah, there's a couple really neat things. So props to him for that.
It was a tight video. It wasn't too long. I thought it was didn't bore me. I guess.
Yeah, but it's definitely a lot better than what I've been seeing lately on the yoyoing.com video site.
Yeah. So should we do name that yo-yo?
Sure.
The podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation. So I've got a yo-yo here, and I'm going to give it a throw, and then Dave Poyser and Seth Peterson, all the way from Iowa, will listen to the yo-yo and determine what kind of yo-yo it is. All right?
I can hear this ridiculous typing in the background. Can anyone else hear that?
Yes.
Stop typing.
So can you hear that? It's actually kind of quiet.
Kind of hard to hear it.
Yeah, that's a really quiet yo-yo.
Oh, there's totally some starburst in there.
Yeah.
Is it lubed? Because I guess that's why it's quiet.
It's brand new out of the box.
Is it a... do we get one guess and one guess only?
If you don't get it on the first guess, I give you a clue.
Well, I'm going to say it's a yo-yo jam, triple jam.
You got it!
Oh, man.
And Seth knows that because the judges got them for free at Minnesota State.
Yeah, it was more of a deduction than knowing what it sounded like.
Yeah.
But
So do you guys each have a yo-yo? Or I guess you're both in the same room, aren't you?
No, we're in different rooms.
Okay.
I got a yo-yo right here.
All right.
You ready to go ahead?
Yep.
Okay, let's set the laptop down. Here it goes. Can you hear that?
Yep.
It's got to be a dry bearing yo-yo jam, my guess. Can you hit it, Seth?
What do you mean hit it?
Like
flick it?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, it's definitely plastic too.
Yeah.
But what part am I hitting?
Hit different parts. Outer rim.
Can you do some tricks with it there or something?
Sure. Does it catch, like, atmosphere like that?
It sounds heavy, kind of like a... Like a... Yeah, I'd have to say, like a dark magic or something.
That'd be wrong guess for Dave.
Wrong guess.
How about an ex-convict?
That'd be another negative.
Okay.
Let me see. It's, my hint is that it is all plastic.
It is all plastic.
Yeah, it's not a yo-yo jam.
It's okay, it's not a yo-yo jam.
Yeah, throw it again, throw it closer to the mic, hold it up.
Is it a milk?
Nope.
Hmm.
It's not a milk. It has weight rings in it that I installed.
Is it a Duncan Freehand?
Nope.
Didn't sound like one, but I thought I'd throw that out there. Why don't you go ahead and tell us?
It is a Throwman Classic by Throwyo.
Ah,
nice. That's a good one. That's a good one. I never would have guessed that.
I thought that was pretty sneaky.
Yep.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
This one's a bit tougher, and Seth, don't guess on this one right away, because you've been in my room recently and seen my yo-yos. Okay, so here I'll start doing stuff with it. Here, this is me flicking it. Can you hear that?
Okay.
So it sounds like metal.
Is it an X-Brain?
X-Brain?
I was kidding.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's me screwing it in and out together.
Yeah.
Got any guesses? Oops. Dropped.
I'll let Josh have a few guesses before I...
Is that you hitting it?
Those are the two halves hitting each other.
Okay, I see.
I didn't know you guys went into such depth with sound. I thought you just threw it.
I'm not sure. It's, is it a pyro?
Nope. Okay. Hey, do you know what it is yet, Seth?
I have a...
You know what? Is it a Mondial?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, what's the clue?
When you screwed it together, it kind of sounded like one of those.
What was that, sir?
When you screwed it together, it kind of sounded like a moon dial.
Yeah.
Here, I'm doing it again. This is a one-of-a-kind yo-yo. That's my hint.
So there's no way that we'll guess it? Well,
oh, you could guess it. It's one-of-a-kind in a special way.
Ew. How special is it, Dave?
Okay, another hint. It was sitting right next to me. It was the first yo-yo I saw.
Why don't you give it a throw? Can you play with it?
There's my next hint.
You can't give it a throw?
Oh, hang on one second. Okay, I'm standing above my table that's sitting in my room. Ready?
Yep.
There. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was the throw. Yeah, I'll do it again.
Well, it's definitely a yo-yo, Jeremy, because it sounds pretty broken.
I have no idea. I'm at a complete loss.
Okay. It is Sus Grindmaster.
Oh, ouch. Hey, yeah, it's definitely broken too.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Man, I didn't know podcasting could be so invigorating and entertaining.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, did you get a chance to take a look at that letter that I got this week?
Yeah, the from Duncan.
From the Nordic Group of Companies Limited.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty neat, huh?
I don't know about neat. It's more of a bummer than anything. But.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on. Dazzling Dave got a letter about his use of the word butterfly on his website.
Ooh, snap.
And I got a letter regarding the use of the word freehand and the use of the word imperial. But my letter didn't say anything about butterfly, and Yo-Yo Wiki definitely refers to butterfly-shaped yo-yos.
Hmm.
So
go ahead.
I just don't understand what they're doing over there.
Yeah. How is this working with, like, because obviously, like, you can't do anything about, because it's a public, it's almost like a forum or whatnot, and you can't really have much control over what people say about specific things, can you?
With a wiki, I mean, we can go in and edit anything anybody says, and as a moderator, that's pretty much what my job is, to make sure nobody says...
butterfly.
Well...
Free hand.
To keep things at a more professional level, at least.
Almost like naming your yo-yo, like... The grind something, or who patented that? I can't remember.
Yo-Yo Factory had a trademark on it.
Trademark on what?
The word grind.
Oh, that wouldn't stand up.
Well, for like a few years ago, like when they first released like the Grind Machine, the Grind Monster, and the Grandmaster, they had TM after the word grind.
Really?
And Johnny had some issue with that.
I bet. But they've got the trademark on the word offstring.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah. Who does?
Yo-Yo Factory.
How do you patent that or trademark it?
You submit a trademark and pay like $10,000 or whatever it is.
Does it cost?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
A bit of money to do trademark and stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Because I know patents are ridiculous.
Yep.
I don't know what trademark or patent could hold up in yo-yoing that exists right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but it sure, I mean, all those lawsuits always put companies out of business, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like, I forget who it was, but they made an interesting point. Every yo-yo company that's ever made an attempt at, like, taking someone to court or something has, like, gone bankrupt or something. Like, isn't that what Dunkin' did the first time they, like, tried to reclaim the word yo-yo?
Exactly. And that completely bankrupted them. And then, I mean, of course, Pro-Yo versus Custom, and Pro-Yo won, but it still left them completely bankrupt to the point that they had to sell. So,
yeah. It's a lot of dick swing competitions, it seems like. It's like not willing to be the person in the wrong. It's kind of ridiculous.
And then Jayco, is that his name? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yako.
Down in South Africa, got a letter regarding his yo-yo store, and he seemed particularly irritated about it. One, because he didn't use anything inappropriately on his store. He was just referring to Dunkin' Imperials, Dunkin' Freehands, and Dunkin' Butterflies, and not Shape or anything like that. He did not use it inappropriately. And secondly, he's not in the United States. United States trademark does not apply to him. And nobody seemed to take the time to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are they trying to pull here? Like, it's ridiculous.
I don't know. Hopefully we'll get some clarification on it. I know Jack is trying to work on it. I was hoping to get him on the podcast tonight, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, I'd kind of be like, what the heck's going on if I was Jack?
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we've got Dr. Popular here. Should we introduce him on the conversation?
Sure.
Considering he got a letter too.
Baby.
Hey, Dr. Popular.
How's it going, Doc?
I went ahead and started the podcast without you because I just couldn't get a hold of you. And these two cats wanted to do it, so here we are. I know, Seth, you wanted to talk about something particular.
No, not really.
No?
I didn't think it would be in the best taste, probably.
No, I'm not talking about the girls in that Japanese yo-yo movie.
Who? Tsukupan Daika?
That's the one. about judging.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, we just had a really good conversation this weekend about judging and where different people see yo-yoing going as far as a competitive event and as far as where we want to and think it should go.
Mm-hmm. And you think that when we choose a world champion yo-yoer at the World Yo-Yo Contest, they should be the best and most skilled yo-yoer.
I think it should be primarily a display of talent with regards to their manipulation of the toy as far as a pushing it and doing the most advanced, new, innovative things, as opposed to being the most well-rounded player or the most skilled yo-yo performer, as some see it now.
Yeah, and that performer aspect, I think, is a big part of it, because we do need, I think, we need the world champion yo-yoer to be a good performer. I don't know, in order to, I guess, legitimize it and gain interest outside of the world of yo-yoing.
And I guess, like, for me, I guess it comes down to like a comes down to more of a an idea of what kind of like what the WJF and the IJA have come to in some respects, like a.
Okay, so, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
At the world yo-yo contest level, I mean, how do we judge to make the best yo-yoer? You know.
Mm-hmm. And what have you guys said so far?
We just started the conversation, and Seth was just telling us about how he thinks that it should be. The best skilled yo-yoer should be determined, deemed the world yo-yo champion. That's the most innovative and the just the most skilled. Much like the IJA compared to the WJF. I don't know. What's the other one called?
Yeah, the World Juggling Federation.
Yeah.
Well, performance is also part of the skill. I mean, you could, depending on how you want to define skill, you could say having a solid routine is your skill, or having technically hard stuff is your skill. I mean, all those things could be, when you're talking about most skilled, they could all be part of there. I kind of like to hope that, you know, the most overall player, just somebody who excels so high in, you know, in several of the divisions, I mean, like, you know, either has, you know, the most technical and the most innovative, but maybe they stand in place. You know, or something like that. I hope that there's some way to be able to measure all those things, but I don't think that we really take anything into account other than string hits at World Yo-Yo Contest. I think that's all that they're counting nowadays.
Well, yeah. Seth has been a judge at the world level. Can you tell us a little bit about more about their standards?
Well, and that's another problem that I see, is there's no real, like, specific standard as far as positive judging score. Like, last year I judged 14 yo-yo contests, which included the world, national, and two or three regional contests. And I've never been told that there's a definitive way to judge positive scores. And the only, the only criteria I've been told and know of is the negative scoring criteria. So, I have reservations, I can't stand the idea of specific, like, giving points for string hits, and I think that's a ridiculous assumption to think that a point should be given for us, like, when a yo-yo hits the string and stuff. I don't know. I just don't, I don't see that as defining parts of tricks.
Sure.
I see that as just like a part of a certain trick and not anything different. And I don't think that should define when we give a point. I think the segment that, at least the way I judge, is when I'm watching the trick, I mentally break it down. Like, I watch a portion, and then when I deem that they've got a certain number of points for that portion of the trick, I do the number of clicks that I deem them they should get for that portion of the trick, and maybe I'll give 1 point for one portion and 3 points for another portion and 2 points for a third portion of a longer trick or combo.
Okay.
So, and I guess, I don't know, I see like I said, I judged quite a few contests last year, and talking to judges and some players that are interested in the way contests are run, and just overall I've seen a lot of variance in a lot of different things, positive and negative scoring.
Okay. So how much do you think performance should enter into the score?
Well, I for one think that that's the question before that would have to be that where I personally think performance falls into a yo-yo routine. I mean, like Doc said, like it depends on how you define a skilled yo-yo, and for me at this point in my views on yo-yoing, I see that for me the most skilled yo-yo has to do with their raw trick ability and the way and what tricks they can do, and into that falls something that more along the lines of style of how they're doing the trick. Kind of like a smoothness and fluid motion with their tricks, or their tricks follow a set pattern, kind of a harmony. They follow a harmony and aren't just kind of here and there kind of tricks.
Yes.
And I see that kind of following into some judges giving performance points based off that, but I think, I don't know. What was that?
Something I've always... like pondered, I haven't thought about it too much yet, but like some people I think give like points for showmanship or something, and like some I've seen yo-yos that can like be very showy, and yet the crowd is sometimes be annoyed with it or just like bored with it, or it's just like it's kind of like a it's really like comes off really showy or whatever, but. Really fake in a way sometimes.
Okay.
And like it's interesting. Like it kind of dawned on me. Like I if I were judging, I think I would judge more of off of like how like into it. Like it made like as a crowd as a whole, I think they get into a well like a good performance. And if you can't get the crowd into it, then you can't say. You really have that showmanship or whatever that they should be judging as far as like positive or something.
So you think you would let the crowd influence your judging quite a bit?
Not so much. Like I would see myself almost as part of the crowd when I'm judging, and like I know I would like the showmanship as like along with the crowd. And like you can kind of tell the difference. The crowd wouldn't so much influence it, because you are kind of in a way part of the crowd. I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just don't. I'm not sure exactly what my opinions on this are. And I don't know. You know. Exactly how to rectify it with myself. I one thing that always gets me going is a good John Narum freestyle. I just think it's a lot of fun to watch, and he gets a lot of crap in the yo-yoing community for various reasons, because of his big smile and cute kid attitude. And I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I don't know. What do you think about that?
Part of this, I mean, there was at the judges' meeting, Worlds. There was some like a lot of this was talked about, and Red said something that shouldn't. He wasn't referring specifically to this part of judging and everything. He was more talking about entire contests in and of themselves, but his basic wording was that that he's involved with contests because he he solely, I'm trying to think of how to word it, because he worded it in a different way and used some other word usage, but basically he said that he was involved with it for the player and not for the audience or the families or anything. He was just solely involved with this because of the player, and he and I take kind of that same stance, maybe in a different connotation as he did, but I'm involved with contests and judging to further what we can do to showcase the yo-yo player's ability, and not to showcase specifically somebody who's not a skilled yo-yo player. And that's one of the problems I see on stage a lot, is kids who maybe should wait a few more contests to get up on stage, still get up on stage. That's another topic completely. But
so are you talking about like at a regional level they should wait? Because I think at like a state level, anybody can get up on stage.
Yeah, state level. But I mean, like you were a judge at Indiana States, where there was the whole spectrum of freestyles.
Yeah.
But back to like the performance as opposed to raw control of the actual yo-yo. I guess like it's really hard to argue for and against each side, just because like I totally understand the side that the more side you're talking about, and I think something like that. My biggest problem is, like, we're not defining specifically, like, what we want out of the contest. And if somebody would sit down and say, we want a contest to decide the best, the most skilled yo-yo performer, then so be it. But as of right now, as of what I know, there hasn't been, like, a specific juncture where we've decided for or against specific areas.
Okay, so if you had your way, what would you change at the world level to kind of make bring out the best players as opposed to the best performers?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if specifically it would be at the world level, but as far as running a contest to most accent the most skilled player as far as raw like talent and everything, as far as like using the yo-yo or not, the stage or whatever, I'd like to see different judges have different scoring positions, have judges do solely positive scores, those kind of judges that are very articulate with very slight nuances of tricks and everything, and those judges that are very up on what they've been doing, or what the yo-yoing community has been doing as far as innovating tricks and everything. And then I think there's a place for other judges who are more critical of misses and deduction points.
Okay.
And I think bringing aspects like that into it, I know Mark McBride's been doing something similar to this for a few years at the Bill Leibowitz Classic, where certain judges have certain jobs.
But, okay.
I think specifically giving certain judges positive and certain judges negative points would be beneficial in a way that it would take out possibly some subconscious bias, and it would give them a specific thing to focus on and not a bigger picture of the entire freestyle. And okay. So they'd be only paying attention to one specific part, so that's the part that they would be looking for, and not positive score, negative score, use of stage, and overall flow of the freestyle and stuff, because theoretically every freestyle should have the same negative score.
Right.
And you and I both know as judges that negative scores are about as out there as positive scores sometimes, where some judges see some parts differently than others.
Right.
So I think making judging less of a a human personal experience and more of just like a regimented, like, this is what you're going to be doing at this point and pay attention to this.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense. It's kind of a very communistic view of...
I can see it, like...
Communistic.
like, just, like, really helping out the accuracy of a yo-yo contest. Because you'd all... Everyone would get judged correctly as far as, like, negative points. And if you had, like... If you had someone just, like, judging innovation, someone judging, like, string hits, and someone judging, like, showmanship or style or whatever, it would... It really kind of, like, narrow everything down more specifically, maybe.
Those particular judges would be a lot more focused to what they're doing and everything like that, and so that's... It's an interesting thought. What do you think, Doc?
I want to say something about, like, one thing... Seth, you were saying that you would prefer having separate judges for... at least positive and negative, but were you also a separate judge for like use of the stage and everything? Is that what you were suggesting? Like, how many divisions were you talking about in terms of judge breakdowns?
I believe that's what he was suggesting: one for positive, or a group for positive, a group for negative, and then a group for stage presence. Seth dropped, or else I'd let him answer.
Seth actually just lost his wireless connection for some reason.
Okay, that happens.
He'll probably be back in a minute.
Yeah.
So in terms of it, just in general, first off, like I'm not a fan of counting string hits as our sole means of judging, which is I think Worlds is too reliant on that, and I think a lot of judges give repeat hits, like every time, for instance, somebody lands a trapeze, which every trick starts off with. I can tell you some judges in particular always click that as a point, even though it's a trapeze, it's like a setup or something. But in terms of what Seth was saying about negatives, if he's wanting to encourage more innovative freestyles, I don't see a reason that negatives would be in there. I mean, even as somebody who doesn't really, just in general, I think that the negatives are a bit redundant. I mean, if you miss a trick, then you're already not getting points. People are just kind of.
Did we just lose Doc?
Oh, I think so.
It's just the two of us, Dave.
Hey, hang on 1 second. I've got to check my pizza before I burn.
All right. So where were we?
Something like, it was going something like this. Judging, blah, 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 points, judging, blah, 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 judging, blah, points, blah, judging.
Okay. Thanks for the recap, Dave Poyser.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the moral of this story is we want the winner of the World Yo-Yo Contest to be Uber.
That's kind of a... Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah?
I don't know. I think... I don't know if we have room for a World Yo-Yo Federation and an International Yo-Yo Association type of mentality, but I don't know, it'd be interesting. I think everything's taking baby steps where yo-yoing hasn't taken baby steps, and I mean, for all intents and purposes, I think that the huge boom of just like yo-yo revolution is kind of at it's definitely reached its peak and it's kind of just plateaued.
Okay.
And I think
what do you think has plateaued? What do you mean specifically?
Just the fact that everything, like, there's not as many new ideas and concepts coming out, and there's not as much exploration into what you can do.
Now, are you talking about actual yo-yoing itself?
Yeah. I'm talking
new
about
innovation,
like,
with the yo-yo?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that that in, like, 99 to probably about 2003, I mean, I at least feel that was kind of like the renaissance for yo-yoing, and there were more tricks created in those few years than there were ever, and we really, everybody kind of looked at yo-yoing in a new light, and Doc said it really well in one of the interviews for a Worlds thing where the kids came onto the scene and they didn't have these preconceived notions of what you can and can't do. So they really kind of excelled and took things to a new place in Yo-Yo.
And that's something that new kids always do, is they just don't... It doesn't occur to them that they've only been yo-yoing for a day and shouldn't be able to do Spirit Bomb. But they just do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go from there. Where for me, Spirit Bomb was a good 2 years in the making.
Well, it was kind of a staple trick for you for a while.
It is now, yeah. But
once he learned it, he never stopped showing it off.
That's true. That's exactly right. But it took me a good 2 years to learn it, so.
He always pretend to be casual with it, too. Like, oh, I'm just doing Spirit Bomb over here. No big deal.
See that? First hit. First try.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, gosh, that's just an Eli hop. Shut up, dog.
Shut up.
So, hey, Doc, what have you been crafting lately?
I've been hecka crafting, but I'm scared to talk about it because I'm scared I'm going to drop out again.
Oh man!
Well, you guys are still there because it just sucks. Because I like middle. It's sort of like those commercials where like phone conversations could drop. Is I like make it? I make a little jab at Josh, and there's no response, and I'm like, uh oh, I crossed that line.
I found out last week that you can cross quite a few lines without really getting Josh to that point where he doesn't talk to you.
Yeah, how many lines?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of one of those situations where...
Yeah, we lost count.
Yeah, I don't know if I should revisit what was said, even in my mind,
I think
it might start again.
I think that with some people, they don't see the line, so it seems like at one point Josh gets upset. But like Abe, I think. Was it Abe that sometimes crosses a line with Josh, but like he never realizes it until like he's like way, way past the line.
Yeah, that may be with me too. Well, see, like that was part of my problem. Like I hung out with Abe for a week.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. So
And that exactly was part of the problem. And he acknowledged that as part of the problem the entire weekend. He was like, I'm sorry, Josh, but I'm just going to be really offensive because I've been hanging out with Abe. And then he'd say something to try and offend me, and I don't know.
Well, I was trying to get... I thought you would think it was funny more than trying to offend you. Like, that whole quip about you trying to have babies and what babies look like in a blender. Like, I mean, it's just the logical progression for my mind at this point after a week of age.
For anybody's mind, really. I mean, it's sort of like a 7 steps to Kevin Bacon. It's like the 7 steps to blender jokes. You start with cupcakes, and then next thing you know, you're talking about blenders.
4 puppies in a blender. Will it blend? Ba-na-na-na-na.
Oh, those are the best.
I love that show.
So you were asking me what I have been crafting. I can tell you real quick. I've been working on my my next comic book, which is 32 pages long, and I hope to have it done for the Alternative Press Expo, although as it gets closer to that, I realize that that's not really going to happen.
I think this happens every year as you come up to the Alternative Press Expo.
No, I usually come up with something for the Alternative Press Expo. It's just that I always sacrifice something in order to do it. Like, it never ends up being as grand as I want. And I think this year what I want to do is, if it comes to that point, I want to choose quality over having it out in time.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hoping. And then I'm also making wallets out of denim from a Kia store. So I've been doing some sewing for him. And I might also start doing his hemming and tailoring at his store, too. That'd be really cool.
All right. That'd be a cool job.
We're doing this thing, this shorts party, where like denim freaks apparently just have like money to just throw away. So Kia's having a party at Selfedge, where people are bringing in high quality pants. They're bringing them in, and we're going to turn them into shorts. Nobody wears shorts around here, by the way. Nobody wears shorts in San Francisco. But I'm all for it because I get to keep the scraps, and those scraps are like wallet gold. Because that's where I get my wallets from, is from, like, whenever people get their legs shortened.
From denim scrap.
He must have just had a. He must have just sold a couple pairs to a fat midget, because he just gave me. He gave me these. You know, usually I'm happy. I need like 4 inches off of the bottom of a leg. Like I need someone to be. These are 4 inches too long, and then you know they cut them, and then he gives me the scrap. And he gave me these huge, like really big hold ones that are 8 inches long. So I don't know who the heck bought those, but I'm really glad. Do. How many dead babies does it take to, I don't know.
To offend Josh?
To offend Josh. One.
Actually, I don't think it takes any. Just a joke.
Just a joke in general?
I don't like dead babies. Who likes dead babies? I do like jokes when they're funny, you know.
Well, I guess it depends on... What's funny to what person?
No, I don't think I don't. I think there's a gold standard for funny.
What?
And
no,
sometimes baby jokes, dead baby jokes, can hit that standard, but it has to be really good.
I don't know about that. I
but
think
you also realize we're not on the gold standard anymore.
What is the currency for a dead baby joke, by the way? What is that? What's a trade rate on that?
I think at least 3 Pope jokes or 5 screen and light bulb jokes.
Maybe 10 dead puppies. Yeah, 1,000 Linden. Good.
Yes!
Geek joke. There you go.
Geek jokes. Well, we can get back to yo-yoing. Can I talk about some yo-yoing stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh, I want us to call that Dana Roberts lady who sent us those letters and leave her a message.
Oh.
Can we do that on Skype?
I think we can.
Anybody have their letter handy? We can call her. I mean, I could get mine or whatever. But just to get this clear, I mean, have you guys talked about this on the show yet?
Yeah, we have.
Tonight?
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, just to get this clear, Freehand is not currently registered under Flamfo or Nordic or Duncan, correct?
Right.
Okay, so... Yeah, that fact absolutely straight. That's all. I mean, that's all my letter was about was the use of the word freehand. So
you got one too?
Yeah, I got one.
What'd you get yours for?
For the use of the word freehand on one of my YouTube videos or something. You know, it says like the style of yo-yoing I do, like in the video. You know, like it says features off string, single A, and freehand. And so they sent me that ill-worded lettering. They only did it with freehand, and I saw it in Josh's letter too, where they said, from now on, please refer to this shape of yo-yo as freehand, or no, as counterweight play.
Yeah, it's like they didn't even know what they were writing about. Completely
why would you
didn't
even like,
know.
I don't know why you'd trademark something and be like, you can't even use this word, you know, if
well,
you say freehand just out loud, you're going to get sued or something. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You know when they started calling, like, freehand, like, when, like, the World Yo-Yo Contest started having, like, the 5A or the counterweight division, you remember how, like, they always refer to it as 5A counterweight.
Right.
Freehand.
I remember
this
that.
Was kind of one of the situations that was brought up by, actually, I believe somebody's father, that it was more in the context that we shouldn't support a specific brand of yo-yo that sells freehand yo-yos, but kind of that it was a copyright kind of thing. It was an actual company product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting that it's finally kind of caught up.
Yeah, come to light.
They're in a weird spot where they're getting kind of free publicity every time somebody, you know, like every time Butterfly, and they have the Duncan Butterfly, and they're the only people that can sell that. So you would think that they would really be happy that people use the term Butterfly. But at the same time, you understand... They're still a little sore about the whole losing the trademark yo-yo, you know, in 1956 or whatever.
Then there's the idea of like some little nobody company that sells their yo-yos at flea markets and for a dollar at the gas station that markets a butterfly yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the important thing. But along with that, they have to standardize, you know, the rest of the world as well.
For me, though, in particular with the freehand usage, or the freehand term, it was a style of play before it was a yo-yo.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense to me, even though they know who created the name, and this, it still doesn't make sense that
they can name a yo-yo after a style of play and then retroactively, like, say that they have the rights to that style of play. For instance, if somebody came out with a golf club and they called it golf, just golf, like, could they go in then and retroactively say everyone who's using the term golf is under our patent because we have a product called golf?
Sure.
And obviously, I'm totally naive. I'm asking this, like, and I not that we know, but I was hoping Steve would know. There was that good angry post up on Yo-Yo 2 that for some reason is no longer up there.
That was Harper that posted that.
I know, I like it. And I understand it was mistake written, but
yeah, it was completely misled and just like angry writing.
There was good info in the comments, and that's all gone.
All that info should be still there in a different post, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still all there if you go to blog.yoyo2.com. Yay.
I think we should call Dana and sincerely ask her what's going on with that. But because I'm curious, because I'm writing an article for a magazine and I'm really wanting to call it freehand, you know, play. I'm wondering if the magazine will be liable if I do.
Well, let's give it a shot here. Now, there's an extension. Do you want to put the current call on hold? No.
Hey, guys, I'll be right back. I gotta grab my pizza.
Sure thing.
Hey, Doc, by the way, I was wondering if this Dana lady is any way related to you. I saw her last name is Roberts.
Probably. Yeah, I'd say
that seems reasonable.
Never saw anyone, I mean.
I could pull that card. Hey, Dana, it's your cousin Brian. I just got this letter from you. And I don't know how you...
Great. Huh? That would be great. I think we should play that.
How could you do this to your family? Actually, I mean, I do have a lot of family
Thank
up in Wisconsin.
Part of group of company. If you know the extension of the person you would like to speak to, dial it now, or press star for a directory, or press zero for a...
Dude, these guys mean business. They got Stephen Hawking working for them.
Please hold while I transfer your call to Sonia Stoffaker.
Whoop, that didn't work.
Sonia Starfucker?
Whose number are we... I guess I could leave an email address.
This is Sonia Stoffaker. I'm currently not available. Please leave a message.
Is that the right extension?
Please hold while I transfer.
I thought it was Dana Roberts.
Jennifer Zuzu Naga. Mm.
This isn't going well.
So, Seth, I like your hoodies. Are you working on anything else other than hoodies? Are you, you're working on the bags, obviously.
Yeah, I'm in the process of kind of trying to make a backpack of sorts. I kind of want to have a small square.
Bob, you've reached
backpack.
The voicemail of Jennifer Zuzanaga, WRL's assistant. Please leave a message and I'll call. Please hold while I transfer your call, Jennifer Zuzanaga.
This isn't going well. We'll call. We'll try calling back. Remove conference. Okay.
A friend of mine gave me this it's kind of interesting little hat. It kind of reminds me of a kind of a cross between your biker hats and
thank you for calling
the
Nordic Group of Companies. If you know the extension of the person would like to speak to dial it now or press star for a directory or press zero for assistance. Thank you.
See if that works as star.
Enter the first three letters of the last name of the party you wish to speak with.
Do you not have her extension? Because I've got her extension on my letter.
I've got her extension. It didn't work,
directory listing.
I have no idea.
Thank you for calling the Nordic Group of Companies. If you know the extension of the person you would like to speak to, dial it now or press star for a directory.
Enter the first three letters of the last name of the party you wish to speak with. Use the 1 button for Q and Z, or press star for a complete directory listing.
Roberts.
Yes!
If this is the person
you want,
Dana
Roberts is
press 1 or press 2 for the next name. The number is 1-3. Please hold while I transfer your call to Dana Roberts.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk, Doc?
Yeah, I can talk. I mean, I can introduce myself, and then everybody else can, and then I can ask the main question about the freehand.
I'm going to stay out of this one. I don't know.
Okay, I can just talk. I'll be the talk.
I'll introduce myself as well. Yeah.
Okay. Is it recording?
I think we're just waiting here. It'll get through in a second.
You've reached the voicemail of Dana Roberts. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk right now. Please leave a message, and I will return your call as soon as I can. Thank you.
Please speak after the tone. When you are finished recording, you may press pound for further options or simply hang up. To send this message, press 1. To review the message,
press 2. You didn't say anything.
To re-record the message from the beginning, press 3. To cancel the message, press 4. Please speak after the tone. When you are finished recording,
all right, you ready, Doc? Did we lose Doc?
Or simply hang up.
Hello, my name is Josh Schlichting. I'm calling in regards to yoyowiki.org. And there's also on the line, I've got a couple other people, and we're just calling in regards to the use of the word freehand. Now, it's our understanding that the term freehand is not trademarked. If you could give me a call back regarding this, I'd appreciate it. My number is 612-382-9526, and I look forward to talking to you. All right? Goodbye. Well, that worked out all right. We lost Doc at just the wrong moment.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
It probably, I don't know. You should definitely try to record when they call you back, Josh.
That's a good point.
And let them know you're recording them.
Yeah.
For posterity.
Yep.
You know, they probably could sue us if we posted their recording online without their permission.
No,
I don't think so.
No?
You're allowed to post conversations that you're involved in.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to illegally go into someone's house and put a recording on there, but you can record and publish, like, phone conversations and things like that.
But it is not admissible in court unless the other person knows they're being recorded.
Thank you, Monica Lewinsky. You've taught us so much. She did. We all learned a lot about legal, like,
from the Kenneth Starr report.
The Kenneth Starr report. That was good reading. Hot, heavy reading. So did you guys leave a message? I dropped out.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool. I wanted to sincerely ask, like, the two things were, you know, you guys don't own the trademark, do you? And two, I wanted to find out how, for Yo-Yo Wiki, how you guys would be affected. Obviously they don't mind it being used if you're talking about the Imperial or the Freehand, hopefully. Hopefully they're just talking about in general, like, you can't describe certain yo-yos.
Well, that's what some of the people have gotten letters about, is not putting the appropriate trademark symbol, even when referring to the Duncan Imperial or Duncan Butterfly.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what
that's tough.
Greg Cohen's letter said.
I don't even know where the TM thing is on the keyboard.
You always just have to look up something and cut and paste it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to add a trademark and copyright and patent keys to our keyboards, I guess. So we don't get sued.
All right, we can try calling back if you want to ask that question. And
just if you get a call back, those are the things that I want to know. So if you get a call back, then you can handle that. You probably left an email address, right?
No, I left my cell phone
number.
Someone
peeing?
All right, so I think that does it.
Now the show's gone down the toilet.
Not yet.
But I'm
not yet. There it goes.
All right, I think this we're almost the longest Yo-Yo Wiki podcast so far, so I think we should wrap it up here. And now that we've done everything we need to do.
The thing I don't understand is why all good things end after I go to the bathroom.
I can't explain that, Seth. I wish I could.
Is that how your prom night ended, Seth?
Among other things, yeah. Prom night.
Virginity.
Erection this morning.
All right.
Okay, well, it's good talking to you guys. Sorry about the long podcast and all that.
That's all right. It was good talking to you, Doc, and Dave, and Seth. I wish you all well, and I'll be talking to you again later, I'm sure.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
I don't know, guys. I think we need something else here in this Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, like a prank call or something.
We could prank call
Joe Mitchell.
Joe Mitchell. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh yeah,
I've got his home number. All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Invite to conference. What are we gonna do? It's dialing.
I'll talk.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is Joe Mitchell there?
I'm sorry?
Is Joe Mitchell there?
Yeah, that's me.
Joe Mitchell, Mitchell's Toys and Trains, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is just calling about the Little League game. I was wondering if we could maybe get some, like, yo-yo kids out there one of the weekends, and maybe grill some hot dogs and have some yo-yo classes during one of the ball games.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't understand you very well. It's kind of a bad connection.
Oh, my apologies. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I was just calling, wondering if you could maybe get some of your yo-yo kids at your Mitchell's Yo-Yo Club and maybe bring them out to one of the ball games you coach, and maybe, like, after the game we could have, like, a yo-yo show and maybe, like, grill some hot dogs and give them out. I don't know, just something to bring the community into the baseball games.
And what baseball games are you talking about?
Just anyone you coach, your Little League games.
Well, it's something to think about. Unfortunately, I can't hear you very well at all. And it's a bad connection. So, I would actually appreciate it if you gave me a call at Mitchell's.
Oh, you bad!
Dude, I knew it was Doc.
There's no Doc here.
Who was it?
That was Seth.
It was such a crappy connection. I could barely understand what he was saying.
Oh, well. That's Skype out for you, I guess.
Are you saying that Doc mumbles?
No, he speaks in that pattern, though. But I kind of figured it was somebody jerking me around, but I wasn't sure.
Joe, you know I'd never jerk you around.
What's that?
You know I'd never jerk you around.
Yeah, you'd like to, I know, but I think it happened. You emo metrosexual dude. So what are you doing that you're calling me at to talk about Little League yo-yo guys?
We're just wrapping up our podcast, you know, and so we thought we should prank call somebody.
A prank call would always be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I could have done a better prank call. Can we call him back?
Yeah, we can.
You know, it was just such a crappy connection that it would have been better if I could understand what the hell he was saying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll call you back.
Yeah, nothing like Skype, huh? Now my wife's all worried because somebody's calling after 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. Do you think somebody's dead?
I told you, Josh, we shouldn't have done this thing. I can't believe that. Josh just leads us. He's like our ringleader, and we just do whatever he says.
You know what, Josh? I believe Josh, I know he's spoken about this, but I believe he's a murderer.
That's not true. You've got absolutely no proof to back that up.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Not anymore.
And I think that's what attracted Duncan to him. I'm sorry, the Nordic Group.
The Nordic Group of Companies Limited. We called them too.
Yeah.
Well, actually, did you guys notice that you got the Nordic Group letters awfully close to April Fool's?
I did, yeah.
Do you think
I actually... The worst part of the... Sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, the worst part of the letter receivable for me was that it was something that I had to go to the post office to get. I got one of those little pink slips, and I was all excited, like I was getting like a CD or something. So I was all really hell excited, and there was this long line, but I was like totally like, I can't wait to see what this is. And then I get it, and it's like a little letter. I'm like, what the hell? It's not too big to fit in my post box.
Now,
and then I realized that it was...
Where did you have it, the Duncan or the Imperial or the Freehand? I'm sorry, the straight edge and the wide-angled counterweighted yo-yo information on your website, Don?
Just somewhere I listed that I play with, like, freehand, you know, I play, I do freehand style or something. I don't, I mean, it didn't list, but I mean, going through my site, like, I see numerous places where it says, like, Doc likes to play off-string as well as freehand.
The whole thing to me reeks of desperation. I don't know what it reeks of, just kind of reeks.
But I think there's something to be said also about the fact that, like, the last time Duncan tried to, like, protect their trademarks was the same year that they went bankrupt.
Right, yeah.
And
well,
then also, if you look at Proyo and everything else, like, it's always a bad thing whenever they do that. Although, I mean, the alternative is a zoo. I mean, I understand it, but...
I understand it, too, but I find it odd that they're going after hardcore yo-yoers who are using these terms. And, you know, they wouldn't be caught dead with an Imperial because it's just, that's not the market for it.
Right.
You know, the market for it's Walmart and, you know, 50,000 people who had an Imperial when they were kids. I don't know how they're going to get confused by going to Doc's website and going, wait a second, I'm confused. I thought I bought a freehand, but now that's the style of yo-yoing? Eh, whatever.
Yep.
So, well, how's the podcast, guys? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was very
fun. It was fun until the prank call went horrible.
Went bad. Like, who the hell's calling me at home? Talk about some yo-yo event at a Little League game. Like, what game are you talking about? Anyhow. Now
so can we pretend that we're prank calling you again? Like, we don't have to actually call you back.
Oh, you would have better
call somebody
else.
Let's call, like, Takeshi or somebody.
Or AJ.
This could be like a prank call chain. Like, we could have, like, Joe...
That
would be the coolest show ever.
Have you guys no ideas? Is this what it's gone down to?
No, we've actually recorded already an hour and a half. We just can't get enough of each other.
Yeah. It's kind of kinky. Have fun, guys.
All right, bye, Joe.
All right, see ya.